And the more I practiced this with my clients, the more I realized, yes, it will. And her death was a catalyst for me to put this into a book and actually get it out. And so last year I launched the book and I got out of my shell. It broke through for me because I wasn't the person to even be on a podcast or speak more than in front of more than four people at a time, because I was so nervous and had so much anxiety. So I did use one of my techniques to get past it. And so I guess maybe practicing what I preach. And so getting over that fear and publishing it anyway. And now I've been all over the country. My book was in Times Square. And not that it's about the accolades, but it's about, you know, whatever passions that we have, it's good enough. It will help others. And if it's helping you, help someone else with it.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your Hype Girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fearless people. Oh my goodness. We're going to talk about a topic that is, I can with a certainty say that you're going to want to go back to this and listen again, because no one is bulletproof to this topic. And we're going to talk about stress-free life. No one is bulletproof, but my expert and my guest has some really, really cool techniques that are going to help you to live a stress-free life. Sarah Nakamura, tuning in from Las Vegas, you guys.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to share with your guest. And yes, absolutely, nobody is impenetrable to stress.
Mm-hmm. And let's dive in. You know, how did you came across to this mission and to this purpose in life that you want to be a stress expert and you want to help people to live stress-free life?
Well, like many of you guys out there, I'm sure whatever you do in life, you are an expert in your own field. And sometimes it's because you've experienced the tops, the highs, the lows, the bottoms of your field. So when that happens, you know, you start to gain experience through your own trials and tribulations. For me, I was climbing the corporate ladder here in Las Vegas. And as you know, it's a 24-hour town. I was checking off all the success boxes, great relationship. I was working for a corporation that was highly reputable in the casino business. I was working in food and beverage, and that's just a grind. I loved my life so much, but I was so busy making my life that stress was actually undermining me and breaking my life. And I started to become exhausted and overwhelmed. And I had no idea that burnout was creeping in. And it really wasn't until I walked into work one day, we were opening up our third Starbucks location in our property. And as you know, the fast-paced life in Las Vegas and all the caffeination from Starbucks, we were sitting there, a coworker and I were sitting there and just about to start our shift. And she was exhausted. And our boss came in and just reprimanded her. And I had no idea why. But what really was going on is that, you know, stress was just building up for all of us. We were working so many hours, so many days in a row to open up this new location. And I stepped in the middle of their conversation and stood up for her, because I probably wouldn't have stood up for myself. And that's when I realized that I was burnt out. We were all burnt out, and it was the norm. And you may have experienced this before, is that you have so much stress in your life, but it just seems like, oh, that's the amount of stress that I normally have. So it's the day to day. It's not a big deal. But what's really happening is stress is undermining you and breaking you from the inside out. So that's where my story began.
And I'm so happy that we get to talk about this, because I think still, there are so many resources on burnout, but I feel that this is still a badge of honor. I'm going to just grind myself, you know, I'm going to burn myself out, because that's a achievement. I just feel that people are still, particularly women, I think men, like, they have a different approach to how much they work. I think we women came to this point where we just want to prove ourselves to someone, and we would just burn out ourselves to prove, to achieve, to get to recognition. It doesn't necessarily need to be a requirement from someone else. It's just that we are so demanding on ourselves.
You're absolutely right. And that's what a lot of us have said, is it is a badge of honor, a badge of courage, just some kind of badge that you put on going, hey, I work 12 hours. Well, you know what? I work 13 hours. And you just kind of, it's this unwritten competition. And unfortunately, yes, women do struggle with that quite a bit, because then what happens is many women want to go home and create this work-life balance. And balance is very difficult. So we work with a work-life integration, how to integrate both of them together, because they're both important.
I love work-life integration more than balance, because I think I get a bit annoyed by word balance. But yeah, work-life integration seems so good. So tell me, like, you know, you had this big breakthrough. So I went... So I was burned out. So how did you discover that this is your path? And what do you particularly help your clients with right now?
Well, how I really figured out it was my path is because I kept struggling more and more. And I was having clumps of hair fall out as I was walking to my office. And I thought there was something wrong with me. So I went to the doctor. Doctor said, no, you just have a little bit of GI challenges, which was stress induced. So I was having anxiety. I was having heart palpitations. I was having anxiety attacks, is really what it was. And again, I kind of thought it was normal. But, you know, the more and more I started realizing that this wasn't a normal thing, and I decided to leave my job, I went into the most relaxing job I could ever think of. I went into massage therapy. And so I really thought that that was going to help me and help accelerate my life. And I became an entrepreneur, which was great. However, what I didn't also realize is that although my body was feeling great, I was still stressed. I still didn't know what to do. And so I started really getting into how stress affects the emotional state, the mental state. And so I really did a lot of research around all of it. And when I finally figured out that it's all integrated together, that I put that into my massage practice. And when I put that into my massage practice, not only was I helping my clients relieve stress in their bodies, but I was also tying in how their emotional state was and how stress was affecting their loneliness, their sadness. And as entrepreneurs, we're isolated a lot of times. And especially now that we're on Zoom more often, we're behind our desk in our own homes, we're not as out in the public as we used to be. So when I help my clients to understand that there's more to just being behind a computer, that stress is affecting their body. So I came up with the acronym BEAT. So BEAT burnout, because stress is affecting your body, your emotional state. It's affecting your actions, whether that be actions, proactive, reactive, or inactive. They're still actions. And it also, stress affects your thoughts, but it's all tied together through our triggers. And so when we go through and help people figure out what the awareness is around their triggers, it can really break through and break that stress cycle.
I love this. This is so important. And I want to dive into to that part of emotions, because I think
I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that emotions have this big imprint of on our bodies. And most of the time, we're not stressed or we're not tired because our physical body is tired, but it's just emotions that are creating this energy in our body. I believe that really what you're experiencing, and for me, I know that I did a lot of trauma release, and it would show in a physical matter on my body, but it was an emotional response that would show up on my body. So I want your thoughts on that.
And I'm glad you were able to have that release. And there's been a lot of research saying that, you know, there's been outside triggers, there's inside triggers, whether it's an emotional response creates our thoughts create our emotions, which creates our actions. There's many thoughts around it. And there's a lot of evidence saying it's any and all of it. So what I do is I just accept what is. And I have a little graphic in my book, Stressed Out and Don't Know What to Do. And it's talks about the stress cycle. And again, you can have triggers from the inside. You can have a negative thought. I'm not good enough. I'm just not feeling up to it today. I can't do it. That negative thought creates a negative emotion. Oh, I'm sad. I'm not able to do it, right? Or it can be an outside influence, an outside trigger. So it can be one of your coworkers, a boss, a client saying, you know, you're not able to take care of me today. You're not the best in whatever field you're in. So that thought or negativity can come from the outside. So where does it really stem from? Well, it stems from both at any given time. So I take it in stride and think about it as a game of pinball. Remember pinball, when you have the two little flappers and you're just trying to keep that ball afloat and it goes bing, 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 bing all over the place. And that's what the stress cycle is. It's not linear. So it can go at each and every point within a circle and within your body and out.
Oh, that's so, so right. So important to actually understand that it moves through your body. It moves through it. And that is so good because sometimes it's hard to even identify what it is because it's like you're saying, it's like a cycle. It's like a circle that it's like really circulating through your system. Tell us more about the stress cycle. I really love that. Can you paint a picture for us? Or maybe describe from your book, what is it that we are looking at when we are thinking about stress cycle?
Sure, exactly. And like I was saying a little bit, I just kind of briefly talked about it, is the fact that it can come from the inside. So again, we have the inside triggers, things that happen within ourselves, within our body, within our beingness. And it creates different things in our life. And when that bounces around, again, kind of in that circle, it can affect our mood. And when we start talking about, okay, well, you know, Coach D's cranky today, well, is it because you're having a bad day? And what does a bad day really mean? Does it mean that you didn't get enough sleep? I know sleep is important to you. Did you, you know, overextend yourself? You know, did something from the inside out happen? And your response is that you're unresourceful or not resourceful? Or is it that outside stimulus? And when that outside stimulus comes in, it's harder to control, isn't it? And we want, as human beings, we want to control a lot of things. But we just kind of have to mitigate and understand where it's coming from. And that awareness allows us to kind of bring it down to another level, a layer deeper. And so I look at things, because I'm a licensed massage therapist, I look at things from what layer is it? Is it an energetic layer from the outside? Or is it the superficial layer of your skin? Is it your muscles? Or is it deeper down in your bones? So if you take it from the body perspective, there's different layers. So that's what stress is also. There's different layers. Is it affecting your body? Is it affecting your emotional state? Again, is it your actions? Or is it your thoughts? And again, they can be combined in any which way from the inside out.
Oh, that's so, so good. And there's so many directions I want to go here. So as a massage therapist, so you discovered, so when client comes to you and you discover, okay, so they're stressed out and they don't know what to do, what is that you can help them with?
Well, it's funny because that is actually the name of the book, right? and we really start with awareness. My first question is, what's happening for you?
What's happening for you? So mm-hmm. good. We can always ask ourselves that question.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And whether somebody's coming in for relieving their body and massage, a lot of times as entrepreneurs, business leaders, we have that pain in the neck, right? And it can be figurative or it can be literal. And so I attack it from both ways. And if it's literally a pain in the neck, we address, how are your sleeping habits? Are you sleeping differently? Is something different happening in your life because it's affecting your neck, your shoulders, that physical pain? Or who's the pain in your neck? Is there something happening in your relationships? Is it a spouse? Is it a family member? Many times I'll have clients come in and they're not even realizing that, you know, their parents are ailing. They're taking care of their parents these days. And I had one client who was taking care of her mom, and she didn't realize that that was contributing to her neck pain because she was just constantly in a state of holding things for her mother physically that was affecting her as well. And so there's so many tie-ins. And if you look at scientific back data, books like The Body Keeps Score or different things by, Dr. Amen talking about brain health and that mind-body connection. There's so many different tie-ins that we have these days that really incorporate science with how we feel and just creating just that mixture of different ways to address burnout and stress-related issues.
Yeah, these are such a great questions, you know, and I love that you said you who's the pain in the neck, in your neck, because sometimes it can also be that burden that it's not physical, right, that we talked about. It can be an emotional burden, right, from mm-hmm. someone. So good. And do you oftentimes like see if there are like, how would process go? Is it like first you clear like on a emotional level, or you go on a physical? How do you tackle these problems?
Well, what I was doing before when I was working just one-on-one with individuals, it would be, what's the problem that's coming up first? What's the most prevalent thing that's happening? But when I started working in more of a group setting, we kind of have a little bit more of a process. And so again, what is your biggest challenge is one of the biggest questions. And then creating awareness around what's happening in your life. Because as we go the day to day, we don't realize the things that continue to have challenges for us. Just like you were talking about earlier with the badge of courage or just the badge of stress, is sometimes you're working 8 hours that turns into 9, that works into 10. And then all of a sudden you're working 12-hour days. And as entrepreneurs, you do that. We all do that, right? At some point, because we have a project that we're getting out. Maybe we're doing some marketing, whatever that is, we start putting more time and effort into things and then less effort into things that are not as important to us. But the problem is we are also not putting the time and effort into the things that are important to us, but that's not screaming out in pain. And yeah. So that's what's really happening for so many people, unfortunately, is, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, mm-hmm. right? And so we focus on the things that are in pain. And so what I hope my clients do is to really rearrange or realign, if you will, what is important. And I came up with this acronym called ICARE. Mm-hmm. And it's really to help people get through any of the challenges that you have in life, whether it's, you know, a small problem or a large problem. You do have the answers. You know, think about Wayne Dyer and saying everything that you need is already within you. And when you take it from that perspective, kind of like Henry Ford. Henry Ford didn't know everything, the famous car maker. He didn't know everything, but he could pick up the phone and he knew from the inside to pick up the phone and call the right person for the resource. And nowadays, you know, we have a computer. But everything that you need is within inside of yourself. The answer is inside. So that's the first part, the I of I care. Go inside of yourself. And whatever that problem is, see, contain the problem. Don't listen to the outside influences, the naysayers. Don't take in other information that's irrelevant to your problem. And then next is the awareness, what's really happening. We touched on this a little bit before. That awareness of, is it that I'm really tired? Is it that I'm on a deadline? What's that awareness of what the problem is stemming from? And then realign what's going on for you. What's truly important for you? If launching your new product is the most important thing in your life, that's great. Then have a conversation with the people in your household, your family, your children, and say, you know, hey, I'm really working on this project that's taking up a lot of my time right now. And have that communication with them, right? To realign the important things in your life. And once you have that, the top one or two things, then you're able to make your decision with more clarity and move forward. Because as entrepreneurs, as business leaders, we get stuck a lot. You know, don't we get stuck in, oh my gosh, I have to do this for a family member. I have this deadline. I really want to get out this new marketing piece. Whatever that is, we're challenged with what to do next. So when you do make your decision, when you're in the R part, you know, realigning and making that decision, you get to the final step. You make the decision and energize it. Do it with enthusiasm, with energy. Because once you make the decision, even if it's not the greatest decision, you've done it with care and confidence. And then stand by it, because then you can always recalibrate later, but then at least you have forward motion and you're doing the best you can in that moment.
Oh, this was so, so good. I really, really love this. Like, it's so visual for me, like how the steps are going, and I could see the examples. Like, I literally went through examples in my head when I felt like I'm out of alignment, I'm stressed. And I want to touch back when you said, you know, sometimes we do, you know, work so hard and we forget about the things that are important. And I realized that everything, and really tying it up with energize, I just love that you said energy at the end. The things that take the most energy, here's the funny part, things that don't take most energy from me are the things that are so unimportant, because it takes so much energy and so much effort for me to tackle those things that are unimportant. Because if it's something important, you love doing them, you just know it, and it's not it's effortless, right? And when you realize that if you spend more time on the things that energize you, and allow someone else to, like, asking for support, if there's like your project, like asking for support from your spouse or whoever, you know, to do some stuff around the house or whatever that is, it's so, so liberating and so important. So I love that you actually brought this up. It literally went through my whole system and I was just like, wow, this is so, so good. And
I love that. I love that it ignites for you.
Right. Because it's an example. I went through an example, and I would really love people to, like, really think about, you know, where are they right now when they're listening to this, really go through the I care steps and really do this exercise, because it's going to give you so much clarity. You know, sometimes I feel that people, you know, when we are listening to something, just pause here and go through this whole process, and you're going to see that it's going to help you tremendously. I literally visualized what is the next step for me. And as I said, I'm so excited. Like, I knew, I always know that something good is going to happen. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. I'm glad it's effective. And that's what I wanted to create for people, is the 2-minute techniques to help people through this. And, you know, the entire title of my book is not only stressed out and don't know what to do, but it's 2-minute techniques to help you when you're exhausted, burnt out, and overwhelmed. So you know, when we don't have a lot of time to take care of so many things. But if you can do something, this quick and easy exercise, and the more you do it, the faster you'll get at it. And then the more effective it will be, because we don't have time to sit there and watch, you know, a 2-hour training sometimes, or, you know, do an hour meditation, which are great things. But when we have quick and simple things that we can run through to help us alleviate the stress, that helps us to really break the burnout cycle.
Oh, amazing stuff. So what I'm picking up, like really one of the keys that I'm just making this up now. One of the keys that I'm like hearing you to really live stress-free life is to be aware.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think that awareness is such a key thing. What are some of other things that or keys that you want to share? You probably mentioned them, but apart from awareness, what else would you put into this like little box of, hey, this is how you create a stress-free life?
Well, you know, one of the things that is attached to awareness is that I've realized that so many people keep burdens. We keep things down. We are taught so many times to just stuff it down. Don't talk about your emotions. You know, as kids, you know, if you have kids out there, you know, if your children fall, do you tell them, you know, get up, suck it up and keep going? Or do you tell them, oh, you're okay? Or do you coddle them and go, this is the only thing that's going to be stressful in your life? No. But how we react to stress is really important, because stress is inevitable. Stress is always going to be part of our lives. So whether or not we have the awareness and we move through it, or if we have stress in our lives and we keep it down, and if we keep it down, it manifests differently in our body. It creates dis-ease, which can create a disease. But dis-ease is anything from headaches to lack of sleep to, like, I had anxiety attacks. I had all of those things. It also created an autoimmune disease for me. I have what's called vitiligo. I have the skin pigmentation in my body does not develop anymore because I had so much stress in my life. And now that I've understood that when I utilize stress as a motivator, we can move through it quickly, but also see it as something that can help work through to get to the next level in our lives. So that's a really big one.
Ooh, that's really, really interesting. So you are actually saying that stress can be a motivator, it can be a catalyst to positive change?
Absolutely. So
tell
one
me
of the
more
biggest
about
things.
It.
Yes, absolutely. One of the biggest things is that what stresses a lot of people out, especially these days, are deadlines. Mm-hmm. Right? We have to get on a Zoom call. We have to get something to a client, whatever that is. And instead of seeing it as, oh my gosh, I have to get this done, it's, I get to talk to you, Coach D. I get to be with you today. You know, I get to, you know, fulfill something for a client. If we change what our perspective is, then we can really make that difference in how we view stress. So I take it like this. So what you resist persists, right? I have a client, Lisa. She always say, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And guess what? Lisa was always late, whether it was for work, for our sessions, whether it was for family engagements, important things in her life, she was always late because that's what she told herself. And so, you know, if you just flip it, and something as simple as changing what you say, changing how you feel about it, going through the eye care system, and going back to that last part of the energizing, the decision that you're making, just to conscientiously go, hey, I'm going to make a difference. Because we have that subconscious genie, right? The subconscious genie, as we know, if we're talking about manifestation, what we bring in, what we say, what we feel comes back out. So your little subconscious genie goes, yes, Lisa, you are late. Your wish is granted. And so that would happen over and over. So again, what you resist persists. So if you change that and think of, if you're doing this right now, just take this as a little exercise. Think of the thing that's going on for you right now. What do you tell yourself? Is it, I'm always late? I don't have time for XYZ. I don't have time for the gym. I don't have time to make phone calls. Whatever that is for you, write it down. Take a second, write that down. And then flip it. So if it's, I'm always late, it's, I'm just on time. I'm always on time. I don't have enough time to, I have just enough time to get to the gym. I have just enough time to make my phone calls. And see how just that change and that shift in wording starts shifting for you instead of something happening to you. And just that alone will help utilize that difficult part of stress into like, hey, this stressor is a catalyst for me to make positive change in my life.
Oh, so good. And I can imagine that people now are like just thinking, oh, there are so many things that I'm saying to myself that are like stress responses and can make a switch. So you guys, if you listen to Sarah and you were paying attention, go through the eye care exercise, or better yet, grab her book. We're gonna link the book also in the show notes. But before we go into why you should grab the book, I'm gonna ask you a question that is my favorite question, and I ask all of my guests, is, and it's probably stress related too, and it's going to be really, really exciting to actually hear your response to that. When in your life you felt really, really scared and you did it anyway, despite the fear, and now when you look back, you're happy you did it.
Ooh, which one do I choose?
Right. I know. Always the same.
There's so many in life, but
recent.
I think,
let's go with the most recent one.
Oh, recent. Okay. I was gonna go way back. Let's see. You know, last year, I decided to write this book. And a year before that, exactly a year before that, a colleague of mine had lost hope in life. And she ended up leaving this earth, leaving behind three children. And that really sparked for me to not only take all of the training and exercises and the knowledge that I had for that book and really culminate it into the pages that I wrote, because I had accumulated this book over 20 years and I just didn't have the forethought to organize it and put it together because I didn't know if it was going to help anybody. And the more I practiced this with my clients, the more I realized, yes, it will. And her death was a catalyst for me to put this into a book and actually get it out. And so last year I launched the book and I got out of my shell. It broke through for me because I wasn't the person to even be on a podcast or speak more than in front of more than four people at a time, because I was so nervous and had so much anxiety. So I did use one of my techniques to get past it. And so I guess maybe practicing what I preach. And so getting over that fear and publishing it anyway. And now I've been all over the country. My book was in Times Square, and not that it's about the accolades, but it's about, you know, whatever passions that we have, it's good enough. It will help others. And if it's helping you, help someone else with it. Don't just look in front of you. Just look behind you also, or next to you, because maybe you are a step ahead of somebody. Maybe not too many, but maybe a few. And that's something that I'm really excited about. I didn't think about it that way. So thank you for asking the question.
That's so, so beautiful. And I'm so sorry to hear about your friend. And I'm always thinking, you know, what does it take for us to, what does it cost, you know, actually to be brave, to be fearless, to be courageous, to be in service, right? And I think you're doing an amazing work, because there are people who are suffering deeply because of stress. I know, because I've been there now. Mm-hmm. It's like, for me, I came out from that, and I know how to manage stress. And I think also how you said it, for me, stress is such a catalyst. I always feel like, okay, this is going on. How can I use that to make a change? I really, really am excited to actually go through the book, because it seems like it's full of practical stuff. So tell us, why should everyone that is listening to this podcast, beyond the obvious, grab your book?
Besides the fact that it's quick and simple and straightforward, there are 2-minute techniques, and it has a system and a process, start to finish, and you'll get so many different techniques that you maybe haven't seen before, learned before, but then also reminders of things that you do already know. And when you put them in place, that's when change really happens. It's not just about knowing what to do. It's about the implementation. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens for so many of us is that we don't give ourselves that permission to move forward, because, we learn so much from a young age. We learned, arithmetic, we learned writing, but we didn't learn how to tie in self-care. And that's really one of the things that I want to stress, is that it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you didn't know, but now that you do know, you can take action on it. Mm-hmm. So get the book, because it's just really easy to implement one technique, several techniques. And what I really encourage people to do is to get a copy for yourself and get it for your loved ones. Mm-hmm. And then either do it together or come back to it, because it'll help your communication. It'll help improve your relationship with yourself, but with others that are important to you. Because I see so many times people not communicating, and they're just right next to each other. They're just almost there, but just not making that connection. And if this can help you to do that and to alleviate not only burnout in your professional life, but also in your personal life, oh my goodness, I encourage you all to do it.
I love that. And I know for me, like, what did the trick is, like, you mentioned people don't give themselves permission. And I think, like, people are just lazy and they don't give themselves time, actually. So for me, it was like 2 minutes. I have 2 minutes to work on my stress relief. So for me, like, when you said 2-minute techniques, like, yeah, give me 2 minutes. Everyone has 2 minutes. So you guys, if you're thinking another book that I'm not going to go through, come on, 2 minutes, you guys. And if you're still thinking, oh no, I can't get the book, like, for whatever reason, I'm just going to call you on your own BS. How can people get more of you to, okay, I'm not convinced, I need to spend more time with Sarah. Where would that be?
If you think it's BS, it's break the cycle. BS.
Right. So amazing. Where can people follow you and get more of your, like, amazing techniques?
Well, here's the thing, is try out some of our free gifts. We have some free gifts for your audience. And so if you go to freegiftfromsarah.com, you can get it anywhere in the world. And we'll give you a few different things to help you through this cycle to beat burnout. And it's a free startup kit to help you evaluate your stress, but also, we have a special little thing that we're working on. And when you get this gift, you might get this as the third gift, but we're about
the
to
gift
put
that
out.
Keeps on giving.
It really does. It's our Feel Better Faster routine, and it helps you with a quick, easy techniques throughout your entire day to help you focus, energize, and have more productivity. And so if you're not convinced by that, it's going to be a free gift. If you're not convinced by that, I'm not sure what else, but but there's several ways that we help you. So I love to share that with you guys.
Amazing stuff. You guys, we're going to link the free gifts that you like, if you're not taking on this, like, come on, you guys, then you literally commit yourself to be stressed, then there's no help. So go grab your free gifts. But if you're like, I'm all in, I'm committed to this stress-free life, and I'm going to get the book, please, when you get the book, you know, take a picture, screenshot this episode and share with us on Instagram or Facebook, on X or whatever you are, and tag both me and Sarah. We're going to put all the links in the show notes and share with us that you got the book and that you're ready to live your stress-free life.
Yes, and share what exercise you love the most and I'll respond to it.
the most important. Share with Sarah, because I think this is the biggest gift, is to actually share a feedback and that, you know, the work is actually done and people are actually implementing. I think that's always such a gift back to us, right?
Absolutely. Because, you know, not only are we stressed, but here's the thing, is that if this is going to help a stressed out person in your life, you want to gift them these 2-minute techniques, because don't you want to have more positive people around you? People are going to be more productive and more resourceful and create that support for you. It's a win-win all the way around.
I already, like, just listening to you, I feel, well, I'm not stressed anyways, but I feel like if I was ever stressed, like, that stress just melt away. So thank you so much. It was such a wonderful conversation. And I feel like there was so many tangible stuff. And also, like, your story is so inspiring. And I think that the work that you do, it's so, so important. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, much appreciated. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Coach D.
Okay, you guys, you know what to do. Have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Ciao.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I am so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.